Now, Luke Davies-Uniac has been a great player for the Kangaroos this season. It's great to have him on the line. Luke, good morning.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
What's it like the week after a win? There's only been a couple through the journey this year for the Kangaroos. Has it changed the dynamic in the club?
Nah, it hasn't. We rack those wins up for sure. And this one was a little different because our wins this year have normally come within a goal or two. So it's a little bit odd when we've, just like beating the team by 40 points, but we'll take it.
Yeah, so that's an interesting question, interesting point you raise, that more often than not, when you do win, it's, you know, you're hard fought and it's down to the wire and you've got to come away late or hold on. But you dominated in the second half, particularly against the Blues on the weekend. Did you get a chance to enjoy playing and knowing that it was going to go your way?
Yeah, we did. We did out there. Once we set, like in the first half, we felt like, well, they were getting a lot of score off our turnovers, so we knew we had to clean things up, and Noves gave us a good old spray at halftime, telling us that we're not playing up to our level. So we really stepped up in that second half, and it was fun smashing the team for a little bit there.
Luke, I'm really, as I said earlier in the program, rapt that we're able to talk to you because you're one of the real success stories at North Melbourne this year with your improvement. Just even looking through your stats, you know, five of the last six games you've averaged over 20 disposals. You're starting to, you know, weave through traffic, and we're starting to see your tricks. Is this just natural sort of development as you're getting more experience, or is there something that happened that's seen the change in you?
I think like just getting a lot more experience as well, and Ben Cunnington's obviously been a huge mentor of mine, and he's really just led the way and just telling me to back myself, and yeah, he's putting me in the slot a bit more now that he's getting a little bit older, which is nice of him. So yeah, I can owe a lot of stuff to him, and I'm just finding more confidence each game.
Yeah, so sorry, Huff. So where does that confidence come from? As I said, is it just playing more? Have there been moments where you've gone, oh, okay, I can actually do this, or you've got a bit more time than you thought you had? Because I'm noticing particularly through traffic how impressive you've been with the ball in your hand.
I think that confidence just comes from playing a lot of games and just putting yourself in the slot at most of the stoppages and stuff like that. So I'm just gaining confidence every game, and you sort of pick up little things of like, you know, I might have mucked up before, but like you watch it over and you know that you've got more time then. So I sort of just look back on those things after each game and just realise that you've got a bit more space and time than you think you have. So,
Can I take you back to that statement you mentioned before about having Ben Cunnington as your mentor, and take us a little bit into that relationship and what that looks like? Because I have nothing but admiration. I think most of the footy world has nothing but admiration for Ben Cunnington, the way he plays, the way he goes about it, and the way he impacts games. What does that look like from your perspective, that mentor relationship? What does he do with you?
When I first got to the club, he probably didn't realise that I was a good old country lad and pretty quiet personality as well, so he didn't speak to me too much and didn't realise I love me surfing and fishing here and there. So we both had similar traits in that perspective, and he really just looks into more bodywork details than anything. And when I first got to the club, I was probably lacking that area. I sort of just came from junior levels of use my strength, being a bit bigger than anybody out there. And I had to, when I first walked in the club, just tore me to pieces in the intra clubs and stuff like that. So since I got to the club, it's always just been about body work, and he sits in my review after games, and I sit in his just to pick up things from his game. And he's just a quiet guy, but we get along really nicely, just sharing the locker next to each other.
So do you spend any time on the boat looking for dangling the line and trying to catch one?
No, I haven't. I haven't got the invite yet. But he took the first years out, and they didn't catch anything. So he's not that good of a fisherman, I heard.
He talks the talk, but can't catch anything.
Yep. The armchair anglers, they reckon.
A couple of players I wanted to ask you about. Nick Larkey, obviously, has 7 goals on the weekend, and he commented on the fact that it was so much easier for him when the ball was being moved as quickly as it was. It seems a very popular member of the team, and 7 goals is a big number.
Yeah, the big soup kicking the 7. Yeah, he was telling us all about it after the game, so he made sure of that. But yeah, Subby's worked all hard all year. He's usually probably one of our only tours down there, but now we bring we've got big Tristan down there. But, yeah, he's been battling all year, and it's good to see the reward. And he puts so much time and effort into his training. So, yeah, Sylvie, we expect probably more of those games come from Sylvie.
I do notice that when he has his shot for goal, he does seem to look up at the screen and just adjust his hair before he has his shot. I'm not sure whether you've noticed that, but it's
No, I haven't noticed.
Seems to do that a fair bit. Now, Dom from Reservoir is a big fan of North Melbourne. He listens to the show. He wants to know about Aiden Bonner.
Yep.
He wants to know about a couple of the other youngsters, Cobden and also Edwards. Will we see them before the end of the year?
Yeah, so Bonds is coming back from an ankle at the minute. He's played the last two Cracky games when we were up in the Brisbane, and then he played on the weekend. So he should be fit and fine and ready to return either this week or next week. Chomp is he's put a lot of hard work in. He's had a horror run, and he's looking more exciting than ever. So. And Vic Jacob, he's nice, he's fresh, and he's new. He always seems with a smile on his face as soon as you walk in. But he's still learning. He's still learning and getting his equipped with running patterns and all that forward craft. So he's going to be a good player.
All right, there's an update for you, Dom. For some of the players outside the list at the moment, down to Tassie this weekend against the Tats. The Cats. You find out a fair bit about your brand and your capabilities this week against the Cats. Do you reckon?
Exactly right. Well, we versed them early in the year, and we did all right that game too. We were competitive all day, and the format we're playing at the minute, who knows? We're just going to stick to our game plan, and let's hopefully we can just put it on the Cats.
Take it to them. Take it to them, mate. Go get them. Are you in the crypto horse? There's a bit of a crypto horse going around at the Kangaroos, I'm hearing. You involved there?
No, I didn't get sucked into that. So. That's all Jizer. I'm not sure what he's thinking, but yeah.
It's an unusual world that we live in. But it's great to see you playing great footy. Loving the way you're going about it. Good luck this weekend against the Cats down in Tassie.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.